And I want to share all of this because I'm sharing that there is a way to stay in your body, to look at these opportunities, these times of change, these portals of initiation. There is an opportunity for us to grab them and to say, yes, I want what is coming through.
Welcome to the Body Forward Podcast. I'm Kenzie Burke, your host. I am devoted to living a life that is full of transformation, like a snake shedding layers, coming back home to myself and remembering who I really am. I have found that the answers we are often looking for, the freedom we seek to feel, the creative energy we desire, the confidence we would like to embody, is not something outside of us, but within us. Our bodies are full of wisdom, remembrance, liberation, and it is here on this podcast where I share my personal journey and conversations with my mentors, friends, and others who are aspirational in living a life full of transformation. Welcome back to the podcast. You get just me today. I'm here for a solo episode. There has been so much I feel like I need to express, and I don't even know where to start. I'm not sure if you're into astrology, but I am. And we are in the middle of two eclipses, and eclipses change the trajectory of our lives. They are cosmic events that a lot of people say you get eclipsed. Someone can get eclipsed. Things can get eclipsed. You can move houses. You can go through a breakup. You can, amazing things can happen. You could get a promotion. You could move. You could all of a sudden wake up one day and feel like, fuck this. Or basically anything goes in eclipse season. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too big. They are portals of change, essentially, is what they are. And it also kind of depends where they're hitting in your chart. For me specifically, this eclipse is happening in Libra Aries. And I am a Libra North Node and Aries South Node. My Chiron is in Libra, which Chiron is your where you are most wounded. And that's also my North Node, which is where I'm reaching for in this lifetime, what I'm trying to embody in this lifetime. Your North Node is kind of what you want to reach for, to find fulfillment and ease and joy. And then my sun sign is in Aries. So this eclipse is really hitting my chart. And I always feel eclipses so deeply. I always feel astrology so deeply, always, always. And I always have. But I get what I call astrosick. So I feel vertigo-y, I feel dizzy, I feel thirsty. I also feel like so much is coming in and so much is happening and kind of like anything can happen. But then I also feel astrosick, and it's also like, what's going on? And you know, things are changing. So it's just been such a big portal. And then my birthday was a couple days ago. And you know, that always brings significant change in your life. It's kind of a time for review. And yeah, it's really beautiful though, because this eclipse season, I'm really present for what I feel and the emotions that are coming up. And more so looking at everything very with curiosity, kind of overlooking it all and being like, okay, what needs to go? I think for me in eclipse seasons, I get so heightened on what needs to change. And I'm someone who, if something needs to change, I want it to change in a really big way. So I find myself really grappling with that right now and really observing, okay, what needs to change? And I'm so much more centered because I've gone through so many astrology things and just things in my life. And longtime listeners here, you know. And I've definitely gotten washed in it. And this time I feel really grounded in watching it happen and seeing where I need to evolve and where I need to respond differently and what needs to shift and what needs to change. And I was in Costa Rica last week. I got to go work with a hotel there, which was such an honor. So I got a stay and I was so thrilled because I'd never been there. And it was so interesting because usually I like love being on trips. And this time I loved being there and I was so grateful to be there and I want to go again. And the stay was stunning and a 10 out of 10, but there was like this whole underworld, internal world happening. Feeling like, okay, there's stuff that wants to come in. There's a new level my soul is asking me to rise into. And with that, there's residue, you know, of what is no longer working, what does need to go, what's still not aligned. And that's just life, right? We're always trying to evolve and to see where we can expand and what needs to be dropped in order to go to that expanding and what needs to shift and what needs to change. And for me, when I'm not aligned, I get really frustrated. That's my feeling, is frustration. And so I was feeling kind of this like underlying frustration when I was in Costa Rica, which was so interesting to experience because normally I, like I said, I'm just so stoked to be on a trip. And I was listening and my dreams have been wild. I don't know if your dreams have been wild, but in this eclipse season, my dreams have been so vivid, so wild. And so whenever I get into this space, I find it that I'm not connected to the source of what I truly want in life. And I am getting pummeled in what my current experience is. And so that just really came up. And, you know, for me, what I want the most in life is to be a mother and to have a family. And, you know, on a personal note, I'm also really wanting to share more of who I really am. And I know I keep saying that, and it's like this heart wall is slowly coming down, and I'm trying to find my middle ground or my new way forward of like am I going to be on the podcast doing that? I'm going to be on social media. Like I'm figuring it out. But, you know, my family, I didn't talk about it too much when it was happening. And I know that many of you know I went through a really hard time the past couple of years. And a lot of stuff happened in my family. And yeah, I haven't seen my family in a really long time. And it's been really rough and sad. And as this has gone on, I was processing my own stuff in my life and wasn't able to fully process the loss of my family. And that's been really coming up lately. And so just going back to what I said I want the most, I think that it's always what I've wanted the most. I was born and I was obsessed with birth and with babies, and I would scooter around the block on a Razor scooter from the age of 9 to 14. And just in my head, I was like imagining as I was scootering, I was in my body, moving my body, and just imagining this family. Every kid had a name. I had a white picket fence. And it was really my way of coping when I was a kid through things, just kind of like disassociating. And so that's always what I've really wanted. And I feel like I'm afraid of really, really manifesting it. Because, you know, of what's happened with my family and just the deep wound I have around that. And I always have had it. Like when I was growing up and as a young adult, I just knew that this was kind of what was going on. I could feel it, although it hadn't happened yet. And then it happened. And when it happened, I was kind of like, huh, I knew it was good. Like, I knew that was what I was feeling this whole time. So anyways, I get disconnected from what I truly want. And then I get frustrated. And then, you know, that's like the cycle. So last week, I really saw, I was like, you know, train track, locking into the track again. Okay, staying the course of what I really want. And then when I got home from Costa Rica, I went right into my meditation training. So I'm in a 200-hour Kundalini Buddhism meditation training right now in person. It's the best thing I've ever done in my entire life. I'm learning so many things, just like deepening my own practice, and everything I'm learning, I'm bringing to the Body Forward platform too, because I'm just so embodying it. And so I got home from Costa Rica and just sharing a little of like what I really feel and think. Let me just side note. I was flying from Costa Rica because I just have to get this out. Like I have to get this out. This is where I don't understand humanity. I was flying home from Costa Rica and I was to have a layover in Houston and fly to Austin then right after. And the plane couldn't land in Houston because there was a storm. So we were circling in the sky for 45 minutes and then they're like, we can't land. So we're going to divert and land in Austin. I think that's the word, divert. We're going to land in Austin. And I'm thinking, yay, I'm home. So we land in Austin. They don't let us get off the plane. Nope. We sit on the fucking runway for 4.5 hours. 4.5 hours. 4.5 hours. They won't let us off. Babies are crying. They're not giving us water. It's hot. It's now 9 o'clock at night. They make us sit there. And obviously I asked a million questions like, can I get off? Da, da, da. No, no, no. You have to go to Houston. We sit for 4 hours in Austin on the plane. We'd already been on for four. Then we go back to Houston. And I missed there was only one other flight that was going to Austin. And because the plane was delayed, I missed that flight. So anyways, I pulled an all-nighter. And the reason I bring that up is just because it's like, to me, sometimes I just have moments in my existence of this experience of life on earth where I simply don't understand. Like I just simply, stuff like that, I'm just like, I don't understand this human experience. Like that makes no sense to me. And the beautiful thing about that was bloody awful. I pulled an all-nighter, but I went right into this meditation training for an entire weekend. And I was really able to deepen into my body and into my breath. And we did a lot of chanting and singing, which I'm really bringing to Body Forward too, because it's so powerful and you just feel so electrified and connected to God, source, whatever resonates with you. And I just... I have found that I'm moving through this time of change and this time of processing and this eclipse season and feeling really slammed in my chart. And I was able to really recover from the all-nighter with so much more ease and so much more openness of the acceptance that whatever I'm experiencing is an invitation to deepen, to up-level, the frustration to transmute. And I really felt through this past weekend in the meditation training, I went through a whole portal with that. And now I feel kind of on the other side of that, of realizing that I don't have to get caught in the experience and it doesn't have to take me away. Rather, I can use it as an opportunity to get even deeper immersed into my body and into my breath and into my voice, to look with curiosity of what's ready to come through. And the message I got is to stay really devoted. And I think that's why when I got to Costa Rica, it's like, yes, I was in my practices, but not as deeply as I had been. And there's something for me right now, and I think forever, and even what I'm learning in my meditation training, it's so important that we are devoted and connected to this space within us that has the ability to create, has the ability to stay centered and to ground. And I've been doing so many breath practices lately with a lot of breath holding that bring you into this kind of state of ecstasy and bliss and neutrality where everything stops for a moment after that breath hold and you feel in this state of bliss. And what I'm learning is the more we can tap into that state right there,
we kind of have this opportunity to reset and restart and begin again, begin our path forward again from that day, from that moment, live our day from that space. And so what's really, really showed me this past weekend is just how important it is to stay so devoted to that and to stay in pure creation of my life. And how important that is. And I'm getting so many calls so I did this one cleanse. It's called the Zen cleanse. It's a 7-day enzyme cleanse. And it's a portal. It's these enzymes that have been fermented for years. And I don't eat solids when I do it. And you take these enzymes and you go through this whole portal. So the first couple days, you go through your intestinal walls and you release mucus plaque, you release parasites. And then the last couple of days, you work on the liver and you release gallstones. And we hold a lot of anger in our liver. And so I was getting this message of like, oh my gosh, I really feel like I need to do that cleanse, especially after this year. I haven't dumped out that stuff this year yet, especially since I moved to Austin, and I haven't done it yet this year. And so I was getting that message of like, oh, it's time to really connect to your body in that way and release and stay super devoted to your practices and super devoted to your mission on earth, which is sharing these practices, which is being a mother, and being a clear channel. And what I really saw also in my meditation training this past weekend was I'm just so connected to source, to the truth, to the divine. I'm closing my eyes right now, and it takes me a second just to lock in and be there and to be seeing this channel of light and ultimately truth. And I'm sharing this all because this time in our lives, going through this eclipse portal, going through change, I'm not the only one feeling it. I'm not the only one feeling in the pressure cooker. I'm not the only one on the brink of change. I'm not the only one who feels frustrated sometimes, right? And I've also been someone who's gotten lost in the wave many times. And I want to share all of this because I'm sharing that there is a way to stay in your body, to look at these opportunities, these times of change, these portals of initiation. There is an opportunity for us to grab them and to say, yes, I want what is coming through. There's an opportunity to look at when the frustration comes, when the anger comes, when the sadness comes. There's an opportunity to grab it all and to be with it and to ask it what it wants. What is it trying to show me? Is there fear underneath it all? There always is, right? Is there sadness? Probably. Is there grief? Yes. Scared is fear, but, are you scared? It's the same thing as being fearful, but there's an opportunity to really harness times of change in a way that is really productive and in a way that is exciting, even if it feels intense, and even if you feel it in every single part of your body, and even if you feel you don't know what the fuck is going on, there is a way to, at the same time, lock in. Lock it the fuck in and ask it what it wants and reconnect with who you are and with what you want and not be too afraid to say what the fuck you want and then make decisions each day that align you with being that person. So my message after I felt frustrated in Costa Rica was like, wow, I think I can even fine tune how I'm showing up each day. If I want to be this mother, right? Where in my life can
I level up my ways of being, my ways of nurturing, my ways of trusting that that is well on its way when it is time. And the longer that I sit in the fear and the doubt and the limitation, the longer it's going to take me to take the necessary steps that are in my life right here, right now. There's steps right here, right now that I need to take. And my pattern is waking up one day and being like, I am not where the fuck I want to be. And so I'm out. I quit. I quit this business. I quit this house. I quit this experience. I quit this moment. I quit this relationship because I hope that my quitting is going to spit me out into another place where I have what I want. And that hasn't worked. So now my new thing is, what the fuck happens if I stay the course, if I do the steps? Because my soul always wants to jump. I'm a great jumper, but then I have to backtrack and go through the different steps. So I am staying the course, even though it's hard. I am sticking with the steps, even though it's hard. And I'm doubling down on my devotion right now to my practices and to my body and to the vessel that is such a clear channel. So the things I'm doing this eclipse season is I'm really locking into my practices. And don't worry, I've been sharing every single one I've been doing. I've been recording them. I'm sharing them in a 7-day prosperity challenge, which is going live. Let me just check my calendar. On Thursday, April 4th. So it's a 7-day challenge. You can do it with me. All of these practices that I've really locked into that are really helping me, these breath patterns and these songs and these chants are really, really helping me. Like I said, I'm not flinging away. In fact, I'm really connecting to what I really want and staying very in a space of receptiveness and in a space of prosperity, a space of being open to receiving all that is prosperous. I hope that's a word because I keep saying prosperous. So I've been really doubling down on my practices, really doubling down on these breath holds and these chants. And some of the chants, you'll see them in the challenge and you'll be able to do them on the platform because they'll always be in the platform. But one of them is, one of the chants connects you with prayers being answered and you really feel just so, yes, they're coming in. And you sing when you do these practices and you do these chants, you sing with the music and you allow the chant and the mantra to enter your entire being. It's so beautiful. Breathing and singing and chanting, my favorite way to connect. And then the other chant that's in there that we're doing is connecting you to the guru. I am the guru. You are the guru. The guru is in all things. The guru is in the frustration. The guru is in the illness. The guru is in the no. The guru is in the crazy accident. The guru is also in the pleasure, the joy, the relationships. The guru is everywhere. We are all the guru. And so when we can sing and dance and praise and invite the guru in, it's like we're inviting all of our life experience into our entire being. And for me, it really has been giving me a feeling of just acceptance of all that I am, all that I'm feeling, all that is happening, all that is not happening, because that is perfect. That is leading me to what is going to happen. And also just connecting with the guru and, you know, God, it's just been changing my mood because it's like silly, you know, we can get so caught up in our life experience and think that we have to do it all and we have to hold it all. And it's like, we don't, we really don't. It's playing out for us. It's really playing out for us. And so connecting to the guru to me is just so powerful. So I've been doing all of that. And then I'm doing this enzyme cleanse. I'm going to start it on Sunday. And I really feel, I love using my body as a vessel to connect deep into myself and into my ability to channel, my ability to be clear. And when we cleanse, you think of your system. So our systems,
think of it like a river, right? And when we have, when there's boulders and there's big rocks in the river, the water's flowing in a different way. It's not able to flow down the stream with ease and grace. And so I love to use my body as an opportunity to really cleanse that river so that what wants to come through and the life experiences that do come through have can flow through in such an easier way. And every time after I do this cleanse, I've done it twice now, it just changes how I eat for a year. And I always maintain that way of eating, but it makes me feel just so connected to the purity of food. And I find myself not overeating. I find myself really leaning into other things that give me energy instead of food. Because a lot of times we eat, we obviously eat for energy. And then sometimes we eat just to eat. And because we think we need the energy. And when I embark on this cleanse every time for at least a year, I'm just so reminded that, oh, there's other things that give me life force, and it helps me really connect with those other things, which is so beautiful. And for me right now, after I've really been diving into this body of work and sharing this body of work that, you know, I'm sharing with you all, is the moving meditations and the movement and the breath and the sound and all of that, I'm just finding how life-giving it is and how much it's absolutely changing my life before my own eyes. I mean, just from January to now, I'm living in a completely different life experience. Completely. I feel so fundamentally different. My world continuously changes each and every day. And it's the devotion to these practices and to saying yes to feeling. And these practices that I share, excuse me, they give you an opportunity to feel and to remove what's holding you down, what's holding you back. And how we do that is first seeing, becoming aware of where that is, right? So when you're using your breath and an emotion comes up like anger, fear, frustration, so often those emotions are already living within us. Or maybe, you know, your throat chakra, maybe you're not using your voice and you feel like you don't have a voice, right? And that comes up when you're after your practice, or you're not able to scream, or you scream and you feel that there's so much activation in your throat, right? Whatever it is, these practices give you an opportunity to be awake to what lives there so that we can then actually lean into it, because it was already inside of us. It's not like the practice put it there. The practice showed you that it's there. And then you have an opportunity. What do you want to do with it? Do you want to breathe it out? Do you want to move it out? Do you want to be just aware that it is in your sphere? And so for me, I've been like up-leveling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 so fast because I'm moving the energy in my body. And we talked so much about this in our meditation training, but Kundalini is awakening to the potential that already lives within you. That's what Kundalini is. And that's what these practices that I share are based out of. They're Kundalini activated, awakening to the potential that already lives within you. And when you do that, your life starts to change. And my life's been changing. And then we're in this eclipse portal and it's shocking it even more. How much do you want it? How deep do you want to go? And I want it. And I'm aware, holy fuck, this energy's intense. So what I'm doing this eclipse season is that cleanse to clear my body, to clear my vessel. And I'm doing my practices. If you want to join me, please do. Bodyforward.com, start a 7-day free trial, and join me on the Prosperity Challenge. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling a lack of inspiration, if you are feeling not open to prosperity, abundance, love, money, health, whatever it is, if you're feeling a block in that area, if you're feeling disconnected from what is available for you to receive in life, I highly recommend you join this challenge. It's only 7 days. We're going to do 2 lives throughout it. If you can't make the live, it'll be in the platform. There are the meditations, the breath practices,
the songs, the chants, and some full body movements. Everything that I'm like doubling down on right now that is just so freaking supportive and really helping me lock into who the fuck I am, where the fuck I'm going, what the fuck I'm doing, and what the fuck I want. It's really great. And I'm so excited to share them with you. So yeah, do that if you feel called. And then one other thing I want to say about this eclipse is it's happening in Aries and Libra. And Libra, Aries is me, myself, I. Libra is relationships. And so I don't know if you're feeling this at all, but relationships are super heightened for me right now. Boundaries are super heightened, and I'm having so many insights on what needs to happen with some relationships and some deep relationship patterns that I have, relational patterns. I'm not saying like, oh, my best friend and I, not in that way. More so where I overgive and where I don't feel like I'm receiving and where I need to set boundaries and where I need to use my voice more. That's a really big theme right now for this eclipse. Just wanted to share that with you if you're experiencing any of that. And next week, I'm going to do another solo episode and I'm going to dive all into the different things I'm seeing and experiencing in relationships and just my insights on that. So yeah, that's what I got for you today. I hope that you hang in there during this time of change. I hope that you look at the opportunity that lies within this portal of change, of transmutation, and look at anything that doesn't feel like it's working for you. Maybe that's a relationship. Maybe something feels like it's getting taken from you right now. And really, I invite you to see if you can let it go, because that's what eclipses do. They eclipse things from our lives. They also add things into our lives. And what we learn in the body forward practices is when we remove density from the body, we remove things from our life, we remove things from our field, gives us an opportunity to create from that space. A space of lightness, a space where there's more space. You know, you can't, I'll leave you with this. We talked about this in our meditation training, and it was really perfect time for me to dive into this notion. You can't do the same thing for 8 years and wake up and expect that you are all of a sudden going to have something new. And that really, we talked about that a lot in our training this past weekend, and that really just stuck out to me so much. I know that, but I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. So where in your life do you feel like there could be a change, right? Or what do you want in your life and what do you need to change in order to have that? We can always be bettering ourselves. You know, we can't just do the same thing. Otherwise we stay complacent. And so for me, I've just been getting really clear, especially with my birthday, especially in this eclipse. What is it I want? And then you backtrack. Okay, who do I need to be? How do I need to be? I'm showing up so much more than I ever have in my entire life. Like even with this body forward platform, I love it. I'm living it. I'm breathing it. I'm doing these practices multiple times a day. It's me. It's my entire being. This platform is also like my soul actually coming out into the world. Like I have kept this part of me private, this part of me that really trusts my voice, trusts my breath, trusts when I'm yelling, you know, mid-practice of saying, let it the fuck out of your body. You know, like just I feel so unhinged and in the best way when I'm sharing these practices, and I feel like a complete channel that's coming through me. And I'm sharing like my sacred, what I do every day. And for so long, I kept that so sacred. I didn't want to share the breaths and the songs. And not because I didn't want to share it, it just felt really sacred to me. And so I've been really opening up to sharing and not backing down. And that's a huge pattern break for me to really show up and stay the track, sharing an intimate part of my days and of my practices and of my life. I wasn't doing that a little while ago, you know? So consistently, like I would share, but it was this feeling of
retracting, opening, retracting, opening, retracting, and how I'm removing that pattern of opening, retracting, because that's also the pattern that's going to be open to my partner, be open to motherhood, you know, all of that, not contracting, staying open. So I'm flexing it right now in my work in the world and staying open. Open. Yeah. So it's also just exciting. Some of these, you know, when you're clear what can come in, like even this weekend, just spending so much time in my body and my breath, I finally got the outfit I want to make for Brulé that just came in. And I just felt this sense of, oh, that feels so true. And that feels so good. And I can't wait to make that. And I'm going to make that. And it's just so nice to be connected to yourself, because you get to be connected to your creativity, and you get to be connected to the truth, and you get to create from a space that is pure and not from a space of you're doing it for someone else, or you're doing it because you think you need to do it. It's like creating from a space that is so true because you're so connected to your truth. So yeah, I invite you to double down. The link for Body Forward and all the practices and where you're going to find me next week on this prosperity challenge is in the show notes. I will also link the link for the 7-day enzyme cleanse if you feel called to do it. It is a portal. Do it if you feel like you can go into that kind of portal and release that kind of stuff. I also recommend starting with the breath and the body, opening up your channel, and then you can go into it from more of a physical, you know, standpoint, like excavate anything that's first open the body and then excavate. That's what I'm trying to say. But yeah, do whatever you want. I'm just sharing what I'm doing. Truthfully, do what you want. And I'll see you next week, where I'm going to dive really deep into relationship patterns and stuff, because I got shit to say. I'll see you on the next episode. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you gave it a rating and review. For my method, you can go to bodyforward.com. This is a Kundalini activated daily practice that will quite literally transform your life from the inside out. It awakens any energy that is available to us in our bodies that is waiting to be activated and to come alive, helps us remove density from the body, and most importantly, create our lives and our path forward. This method has truly transformed my life, and I'm so grateful that I get to share it with you every single week and be a part of your daily practice. I share new classes weekly, live stream classes. It's a powerful practice set to music. We do movement, we do breath, we do a lot of Kundalini activation, and I can't say enough good, amazing things about this practice. And it's not just me who feels this way. The reviews and testimonials from all of you just sharing how it's helped you move your life forward has been so phenomenal, and I'm just so endlessly grateful. So you can go to bodyforward.com, sign up for the membership. We offer a free 7-day trial, so you can come give it a try. I can't wait to see you there. For all things Kenzie Burke, you can go to @KenzieBurke on Instagram, and I will see you on the next episode.